Hi, is this Eletria? Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. Have you already gotten assistance in filing a claim?
Oh, no, not yet. I was waiting on someone to call.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then, if you don't mind, 1 second, let me grab a charger. But yes, I would like to. I need my glasses.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. Okay, thank you.
Of course.
I'm ready.
Okay, and we are in a recorded line. Do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation nor have signed any documents with any law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Myself.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what was, what day were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
Let me see here. July the 10th, 2016.
2016? Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
3/1/84.
84, okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo Provera shot?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay.
Pfizer.
Okay, you used the Pfizer one. And was it Depo Provera or Depo SubQ Provera?
Depo Provera.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, and within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start using Depo Provera?
I think it's like 2012.
2012?
Mm-hmm.
When did you last take Depo Provera?
July the, when I was diagnosed. My treatment started, I think it was like June of 2016.
Okay, June of 2016, thank you. And can for the medical record release form, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled A-L-I-T-R-I-A.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. And then I have your last name spelled H-A-L-L.
Yes.
Thank you. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
436-538-571.
Thank you. I have 436-538-571.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have an email address here. Is it your last name, first name at gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then the phone we're speaking on that ends in 4390, is this a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
5007 Fitzwater, F-I-T-Z-W-A-T-E-R. That's one word. Drive, Spring, Texas, 77373.
Thank you. And is there an apartment number or building number or no?
No.
Thank you. And was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Medical staff.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the Depo-Provera shot?
Oh, it was a few, but I don't have it like the exact time because
Yeah,
I don't
that's
have it still.
okay.
Okay.
So you used Depo-Provera between the years of 2012 through 2016?
Yeah, I got it like once every 3 months.
Yeah. So then in
Yeah.
a single year, you would have had four injections. So if you used it from 12 to 2016, that's about 4 years. So would that mean you've got about 16 injections, give or take a few?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's
I'm sorry, I
okay.
don't. I'm sorry.
And it's okay if you're off by a couple because your medical records will show. And these questions that I'm going to ask are just to the best of your memory. And so, what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
My gynecologist. One second. I have this switching. Okay, Wilson,
Dr. Wilson.
Jason, yeah, Jason Wilson.
Jason Wilson, where did Dr. Jason Wilson practice out of?
Methodist Hospital.
In what city and state?
That's the Woodlands, Texas. I have an address if you need it. Houston Methodist, the Woodlands.
Okay, Houston Methodist, yes. And this was the doctor that treated you or the doctor that injected you with Depo-Provera?
That treated me
Okay,
for the
for the meningioma. Okay, was he also the doctor that diagnosed you?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second. And then it was Dr. Jason Wilson. Is he on Interstate 45?
Yeah, no, so Dr. Jason diagnosed me.
Okay, and did he also treat you?
Yes.
Okay, so he's the treating and the diagnosing
Yes.
doctor. Okay, and what was his specialty? Do you recall? I can look it up if you don't.
Okay.
I see he's with the Department of Neurosurgery.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
thank you. Okay. Okay, and then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did you have a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I think I have both.
Okay, and before being diagnosed with the meningioma, had you ever been diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay, and what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
The surgery, the open brain, and they
Okay.
removed the tumor. They gave me radiation, blood cancer.
Radiation.
Yeah,
Okay.
and I went to therapy, like the radiation therapy, like 6 weeks.
Okay. Was it chemotherapy?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cancer cells. It destroyed the cancer cells.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'm so sorry you had to go through all of this. And what was the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
I have to look him up.
Do you recall where he practiced out of? I can look him up online.
Oh my God, this is my problem. One second. I don't even know.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm
Do you
sorry.
recall
Okay.
where was the facility?
It wasn't here in the Woodlands. That's why I say it must have been in that same facility. Like they were with like the
Methodist
Methodist
Hospital?
Hospital. Yeah, they were
Okay.
like all together. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll just put the Houston Meth was it Houston? Houston
Yeah,
Methodist
Houston
Woodlands
Methodist,
Hospital?
the Woodlands. Yes.
Okay. I will just
Yeah,
put
so
that
there's
and
so
I'll
many
put
doctors. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. That's totally fine. Okay. And then was the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was prescribed, was it the hospital pharmacy?
I think so. A lot of things we kept at the hospital.
Okay.
And sometimes, yeah, on the mail order or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
How long is the interview?
We're almost done. I just have a couple more questions and I'm going to send over a document for you to review. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And roughly what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Do you recall what month and year?
It was in 2016.
Okay.
My treatment started in July.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yeah, if requested.
Okay. Thank you. And then the last question I have for you is, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Lily, Lillie.
Okay. And what's a good contact
number? Good contact number.
And this is your daughter, Lily?
Yeah, because she has a phone.
Okay.
Five zero six nine.
Thank you. Okay, and then I'm just gonna go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have your name and your address down right, and the dates correct. So.
Okay.
I have your first name spelled Alitria.
Mm-hmm.
And last name Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have your social as 436-538-571.
Mm-hmm.
And I have your email as your last name, first name at gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay, and then I have your date of birth as 03-01-1984.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I have your address as 5007 Fitzwater Drive, Spring, Texas, 77373.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. Let's see, give me 1 second. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form, as well as a form that will allow the attorneys to contact you and start the process. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. I'm going to send it over right now. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or need any help. Let me know when you see that text come through, okay?
Okay. I think I have it.
Okay. Go ahead and press that link.
Okay.
And then a pop-up will come up. You'll press yes or accept to receive SMS messages.
Okay.
And then you should see a button that says continue.
Okay.
And then do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Oh, yes.
Yep, go ahead and check that box and then press next, and then you should see a start button.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and press that start button, and it'll direct you to your first signature fields.
Okay.
Press that field, and you can either press select style, or you can draw your signature with your finger and then press adopt and sign.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, and then, perfect. Okay, let me pull it up. So then you'll receive an additional email with the completed mm-hmm. documents with your signature on them so that you can save them for your records. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be reaching out just to start that case verification process. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail mm-hmm. with a callback number, but it's very okay. important that you give them a call back as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you're all done for today. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a happy holidays.
All right, you as well. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.